Good day, podcast audience. Thank you for being a friend. This is your man, Kenny Hodge. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. And welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm not ashamed to say it's about that time that we move in different directions. But I want to say to you before I leave, and if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say thank you for being a friend. Yeah, it's about that time, ladies and gentlemen, that I bring my postal career to an end. As we end one chapter, I'm relatively certain it's only going to open many other chapters that I'm going to endeavor in. But as my last podcast to postal employees, as a postal employee, I want to say to you that over the years, since the inception of the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I tried to ensure that I brought you material that you could research and bring yourself into the knowledge of what's really going on in this place we call the Postal Service. We have contracts, and I'm talking right now to letter carriers, APWU members, mail handlers. We have contract language that provides for a much better work environment than we currently enjoy. But for some reason, the level of complacency amongst employees has become so mainstream that we'd rather walk away than fight. We'd rather walk away from what we know to be a contractual violation because sometimes we just don't have the confidence in our union personnel, the personnel that are designed or their function is to protect your work rights. We don't have confidence in that group of people, and therefore, most violations go unaddressed. Now, don't get me wrong. We address plenty, but nowhere near what should be addressed. And I'll go as far as to say, if you had a $1 million settlement, sure, everyone who's going to share in that $1 million settlement will be extremely happy, but I'm here to tell you the settlement probably should have been $5 million. And that's what I mean by a level of complacency. Never will I say any organization does nothing, any of the union, the postal union organization does nothing for their members. I'm just saying they seem to come up short a lot because we accept the fact that you owe me a dollar, but I'm going to give you 50 cents. And that has happened so frequently that we now think that that is the way to negotiate. And I'm here to tell you that's not the way. I try to empower postal employees by giving you the knowledge that will allow you to stand toe-to-toe with postal management and give them direction on what it is they should be doing with respect to the contract. You see, as I leave the postal realm, I'm going to continue to podcast contractual issues. Again, when I podcast in the past, it was based on what I witnessed in the Postal Service. Now I'm going to podcast to you based on what I'm reading and trying to help you grasp that book, that working document we call National Agreements, and hold postal management accountable with just that document. You see, that's what the vision with respect to postal employees will be for me as I transition into different occupations. But I'm always going to come back and address postal employees because I spent over 40 years working for this organization. You don't just walk away from that. I've had the pleasure to reach almost the top of the EAS scale. I've also had the pleasure of reaching the elected position of branch president. So on both sides of the ladder, I've ascended to a pretty decent level. And all that knowledge and information, I will continue to share with you because that's just what I do. Listen, as far as the Kenny Hines Postal Podcast goes, on Friday, April 7th, I'm going to deliver what I consider a culminating podcast to all postal employees, and I'm going to address unions and management. Check me out Friday morning. You won't be disappointed.